望你的自己。
We look upon you.
你是我们的依靠。
So you are our.
你有我们人生一切的答案。
So you get all our answer to our life.
而且你的膀臂没有缩短。
Your arms are extended.
在这疫情之下，你仍然保护着我们。
Protect us despite the pandemic.
在各样的困难当中，你永远是我们的依靠。
Despite all the difficulty, we can lean on you.
现在我们再把我们的心思眼目都投注在你的身上。
Let's focus our mind and heart upon you.
我们说我们要在这里等候你的荣耀降临。
So we're waiting here for your glory to be upon us.
等候你的话语说在我们的心中。
May your word warm into our heart.
主啊，我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
赐下你的安慰。
Give us your comfort.
赐下你的话语。
Your word.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Peace be with you, brother and sister.
今天要在这边跟大家来分享永恒的眼光。
I'd like to share the sermon, Eternal Perspective.
我为了比较不会窒息，所以把口罩拿下来。
I feel a little suffocated with mask, that's why I remove it.
好，我们需要有永恒的眼光来看。所有我们所发生的事情。
We need eternal perspective for everything around us.
我记得我上次在这边跟大家分享过约瑟的故事。
I remember I shared Joseph's story last time when I was here.
约瑟他的年纪在圣经上比较有记载的，大概是他的17岁跟30岁的时候的事情。
So the Bible recorded his story from his 17 years old all the way to 30 years old.
17 岁的时候，他是被卖的那一年。
17 year old, he was sold into slavery.
被他哥哥们出卖，然后他就被卖到埃及去。
Betrayed by his brother and sold to Egypt.
那30岁那一年是他被从监狱中提出来，后来当了埃及的宰相那一年。
30 years old was the time he was relieved from the prison and became the prime minister of Egypt.
我们把他的人生来看一下，从神的眼光来看，跟从人的眼光来看是下面的，上下把它分开来。
So from spiritual view and the worldly view,
从神的眼光，其实也是从世人的眼光，这个是共同的，他是有30岁到37岁的时候是七个丰年，对不对？
So from his 30 to 37 years old, there's a 7 years of harvest.
那七个丰年也是他成家立业的七个丰年。
So also the time he started a family.
所以他有祭司的女儿成为他的太太，然后他也生了两个儿子。
So he married the daughter of the priest and had 2 sons.
这个以法莲跟马拿西。
So Manasseh and Ephraim.
这个在神的眼光跟世人眼光，哇，都是非常好的七年。
So that's a wonderful year, both in spiritual view and worldly view.
我们称它为丰年。
So that's why we call it a year of harvest.
但是他之后从世人的眼光看，有七年的农业欠收的荒年，不是吗？
So after that, there's a 7 years farming failure.
不止这个之后的七年是荒年，前面17岁到30岁也有14年的时间是荒年。
From his 17 years old to 30 years can be considered as a bad year, as a famine.
圣经上并没有明说他这个在管家几年，然后下监牢几年，我就把他对分，因为这14年我就把他对分成7年7年。
So it didn't actually record it in the Bible, I just split it into 7 and 7 years.
所以总共有14年是悲惨倒霉的14年。
So he was down and out for 14 years.
这是世人的眼光。
That's worldly view.
可是从神的眼光，前面的这14年都是神同在所行的，尽都顺利的14年。
From spiritual view, God with him, so all was well.
圣经上有三次讲到神与他同在，他所行的尽都顺利。
So the many times in Bible mentioned God with Joseph, so everything was well with him.
所以其实这前面的七年是他来学习顺服权柄与做管家的七年。
So he learned to obey God and be a good steward the first 7 years.
你要成为权柄，要成为管家，你要学习，先学习顺服权柄。
So you need to learn and obey to be a good steward.
所以当他要顺服什么权柄呢？顺服神给他安排的被卖到埃及这样的权柄。
So he even obeyed to be sold as slave.
他也要顺服在那里当奴隶，在那个波提法的家里面的那七年的时间。
So serve at the household of Potiphar.
他学习了顺服，他就能够做个管家。
So because he obeyed, so he was a good steward.
你要成为别人的权柄，你要先学习变成一个顺服的人。
So to rule, you have to learn to serve first.
另外呢，七年，他被祖母陷害，陷到监牢里面。感谢神，再也没有祖母来试探他。
So he ran away from Lady Master and was put into prison.
而且他在那里。后来甚至被提升可以服侍监牢里面那些被下到监牢里面的政府官员。
So no more temptation, and he served the warden and many other officials in the jail.
在神的眼光，这是丰丰满满的14年。
So in spiritual view, that's a 14 good years of harvest.
绝对不是世人眼光所看到的悲惨倒霉的14年。
Not worldly view of down and out for 14 years.
不止这样。那最后37岁那七个丰年完了以后，这七年呢也是丰年，不是荒年。
But even though there was famine, but he repaired relationship.
因为在那七年当中，他跟他的哥哥们修复了人际的关系。
He reconciled with his brothers.
他赦免了他的哥哥们。
He forgave his brothers.
他也让他们哥哥们更爱神，更爱他的父亲。
So let his brother to love God more and love his their fathers more.
他的所有的试验不是要来这个远离他的哥哥们，不是要来教训他的哥们，只是要让他的哥哥们更爱父亲。
So those tests didn't bring him away from his brother, instead brought his brother closer to his father and God.
而且更爱他的兄弟
，and love each other as brothers.
所以他在那七年修复了他们的人际关系。
So that's how he repaired the relationships.
我想这个是在约瑟的心中比那丰收的谷物更宝贵的一件事情。
This is more precious than the farming harvest.
这是一个人际关系的丰收。
Because the human relationship harvest is more important.
意思是说，荒年也可以成为你的丰年。
So famine can turn into harvest.
你的荒年有没有成为你的丰年呢？
Is that the same to you? You can turn famine into harvest?
这两年的疫情之下，有没有让你觉得很荒凉、很悲哀呢？
Don't you think it's sad and isolated during the pandemic?
可不可以用神的眼光让这个荒年变成你的丰年呢？
So from God's point of view, can you turn this famine into harvest?
在最后约瑟那七个这个七的好像是这个荒年的里面，他分享了这些的谷物给大家。
So during those seemingly famine, he shared the crops with the people.
你有没有可以分享给其他更有需要人的东西呢？
So did you share anything for people in need?
我们都有衣有食，我们还能够活在这个世界上为主做见证，我们还有很多的拥有，对不对？
So we had clothes to wear, food to eat, and all many other things.
要不要像约瑟一样，可以也能够成为一个粮食的中心，可以分送给你周围的人呢？
So we should be like Joseph, distribute the crops to the people around you to share with
others. 有没有什么人际的关系需要你去修补的呢？
Any relationship need to be reconciled?
你可以在这个疫情之下好好的修补你的人际关系。
Take the opportunity during the pandemic to reconcile.
它会成为你的丰年。
It will become a harvest.
万物的结局近了，所以我们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober mind so that you may pray.
谨慎自守这四个字，我们来稍微思想一下。
We have to think about clear-minded and
谨慎自守，简单的翻译就是紧紧的注视主，然后保守自己。
So focus on God and be pure yourself.
两部分，第一个就是注视主，第二个就是保守自己。
So focus on the Lord and also keep yourself pure.
怎么注视主呢？
How can you focus on the Lord?
就是以清楚的头脑，以神为中心，用永恒的眼光来衡量世界上的事情。
Clear-minded, center on God with eternal perspective.
保罗好几次在以弗所书都告诉我，哥罗西书都告诉我们说，不要做糊涂人。
So in Colossians said, don't be double-minded.
要头脑清楚。
Be clear-minded.
可以用神的眼光来看这个世界上的事情。
So we need to see the world through God's perspective.
不要为着这个疫情唉声叹气。
Don't be down from the pandemic.
要欢喜快乐的来迎接，来顺服神所给我们带来的每一件的事情。
Rejoice and receive the blessing that God has planned for us.
你的荒年就可以变成丰年。
You can turn your famine into harvest.
第二个要自我节制，用慎重的态度来行事。
Secondly, self-control. Be prudent, not self-indulgent.
那我们今天就来看这个永恒的眼光。
So, what about the perspective, eternal perspective?
我用主耶稣在地上所发生的三件事情来跟大家说明这个永恒的眼光。
So I had to touch on three areas about the eternal perspective.
永恒的眼光就是跟世界上的眼光不同的。
So eternal perspective is different than worldly perspective.
有一次耶稣在撒玛利亚的这个城庄的城里面。
So once Jesus was in Samaria town.
跟着这个撒玛利亚的妇人谈到以后。
And spoke with a woman.
他说了跟门徒说了一句话。
And afterwards, he spoke to his disciples.
你们说收割的时候还有四个月。
So he says four more months for harvest.
但我说现在就是收割的时候了。
But I said now is the time to harvest.
这就是眼光的不同。
So that's a different perspective.
门徒都说四个月才会庄稼才会成熟。
Disciples think there's four more months for harvest.
但是主说现在就是时候了。
But God said, "The time is now."
为什么是会有这样的区别呢？
Why such difference?
我可以称它为时机的不同。
Because it's a matter of timing.
时机的问题，看法不同。
So that from different viewpoint.
好，第二件事情是当玛利亚把一斤极贵的真拿达香膏浇在主的这个头上和脚上，在那里擦的时候。
When Mary anointed Jesus with an alabaster of nard,
旁边就有些人说，为什么这么浪费呢？
So some criticized, why wasteful?
耶稣说，我说这是一件美事。
But Jesus said, I will achieve a beautiful thing.
而且你们在传福音的时候要以为纪念，意思就是主也纪念。
And you will remember this when you spread the gospel.
表示又是眼光的不同。
This is also a different perspective.
可能是投资的问题。
Also the matter of investing.
前面那个，如果我们用股票来讲，什么时候进场比较好呢？
So how can you time the market?
第二个那个问题是要投资哪一个股票比较好呢？
And which one to invest?
第三个问题是当耶稣说一个比喻，有些的人原主在每个不同的时段去寻找工人进到葡萄园来收割葡萄。
So when the master of a vineyard hired different people during different time to harvest the grape.
但是那个后来进去的得了一钱银子。
The last one, the last came got one denarii.
前面那些以为说他要多得，结果没有多得。
And the first one hired did not get more.
所以他们就说分心想分的不公平。
So that's not fair.
主耶稣说你们为什么红了眼呢？
Why so envious?
我跟你讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
So I promised one denarii from the beginning.
我没有亏负你。
So I pay you one denarii.
这又是一次两样不同的眼光来看事情。
This is also a different perspective.
我称它为主从的问题。
That's also a matter of obedience.
到底是主的眼光是为中心呢，还是以仆人的眼光为中心呢？
So it's your perspective or God's perspective?
我们从这四个三个例子，我们来稍微仔细来看一下。
So let's read the verses.
好，我们来一起来读这个经节。
So let's read together.
岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看。庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。牧人积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。
John chapter 4 verses 35 to 38, let's read together. Don't you have a saying, it is still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true.I send you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor.
在这个经文里面有几个点我们要稍微注意一下。
There's some point I like to stress.
刚才我讲了那个看法不同，有一个是四个月，跟现在就是收割。
So there's something about the 4 months and now.
另外一个是我告诉你们。
The other one is I told you.
举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了。
Behold, I tell you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields that they are white.
要看。
You have to lift up your eyes.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他要叫我们看。
So we need to behold.
而其实主耶稣在这。整个世界这个庄稼要熟之前，有几件事情他是有预先告诉我们的。
He told us before the harvest.
就像火车要进站的时候
，Just like before the train pull into the station.
一定会有几个灯会闪亮。
So there's some warning light.
看到那几个灯闪亮，就知道火车要进站。
So when the lights blinking, you know trains is coming.
主耶稣在马太福音第24章讲了四个警号，就四个灯。
So in Matthew, Jesus mentioned 4 warning light.
这四个灯表示末后的时候快要到了。
It's warning about the end time.
第一个是有大征战。
First about great war.
第二个是有一个大逼迫。
Secondly, great persecution.
第三个是有大灾难。
Thirdly, great disaster.
第四个是有大传播。
Firstly, a great proclamation.
其实主怕我们还不明白，其实在启示录的第六章又再把这个再讲了一遍。
So actually these were are repeated in Revelation chapter 6.
这个大灾难就是那里所讲的第一印到第四印，有四个大的集团会互相的打战。
So that's about the first stamp and the fourth stamp, there's a great war.
白色的马代表可能是欧美的帝国或者这个集团。
So the white horseman represent Europe or North America.
红色的马代表共产世界。
So the red horse represent communism.
赤色的，赤色，一看就知道红色的。然后第三个是黑色的马，是代表第三世界。
So the black horse represent the third world.
第四个马是我们中文写青，这个灰色，其实应该原文是青色，青色就是绿色，所以那个是代表伊斯兰。
So then a little bit spotted turn a little bit green, that's Islam.
这四个集团在这从一开始一直到世界末了，会不断的在那里有许多的争执，许多的打仗。
So there is ongoing quarrel and wars between those four groups.
无论是叙利亚，或者是最近的阿富汗，其实背后都有这四个集团的角力在里面。
So despite Syria or Afghanistan, there's four groups behind them.
还会有大的逼迫。
There's also great persecution.
还有很多的基督徒会跌倒。
And many Christians will be falling.
马太福音那讲出有四种的基督徒会被滤出来。
So there's four different kinds of Christians will be disclosed.
我们要小心。
We have to be alert.
第一种就是卖主卖友的基督徒，就是不承认主或者是这个陷害弟兄姊妹的。
Some Christians will betray the Lord and even.
第二种是被欺骗的，有假先知、假异端出来，这个异端出来的时候，他被这些欺骗摇动的。
So will be cheated by false prophets.
当然要怪那些假先知了，但是自己要负责任，不要被欺骗。
So we should be responsible not to be cheated by false prophet.
第三种是那些爱心渐渐冷淡的。
And some the love grow cold.
因为不法的事情增多，人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
So we are so indifferent to many chaos in the world.
第四种的基督徒被滤出来的，是因为他们不能够坚持到底。因为坚持到底的，只有忍耐到底的，必然得救。
Some just couldn't be persistent to be safe in the end.
好，今天因为不是在解这个，所以我就很快跳过去。大灾难也会来到。
So there's also a great disaster.
星辰都要变色，而且有许多像这个 pandemic 就是一个大的灾难。
So like pandemic or the stars are falling.
但是圣经上说，这可能只是灾难的起头。
But this is maybe just the beginning.
会越来越多的。
More and more is coming.
地震的频率现在是越来越多，而且是越来越重，越来越大。
So the earthquake getting more frequent and bigger.
而且现在的开始饥荒也开始发生了。
And famine start happening.
你说在美国不会发生饥荒吧？
There's no famine in America.
可能也会。
Probably so.
因为现在一大堆的东西都塞在港口那里。
Because there's a cargo ship stuck.
如果那些是有食物的，有一天我们也会变成饥荒了。
So the supply chain may cause a famine down the line.
这时候越来越多的这些事情发生。
So more and more such disasters happen.
但是我们有好消息。
But we have good news.
有大的传播。
There's a great proclamation.
大的传播就是福音要传到万国万方。
So the gospel will be spread to all nations.
我上次有跟大家讲过，现在穆斯林这些归主的运动。
So we talked about last time Muslim movement to Christ.
25年中间增长了860倍。
So 860-fold growth in 25 years.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
不止这样，还有这个很多的这个各种各样的这个门徒训练带人信主的浪潮。
So, we also have disciple making movement.
这在全世界有 这么多，有也是在25年之间增长了260倍。
So up 260 folds in 25 years.
你就看到，其实全世界各地虽然有很多的灾难，但是也有很多福音的运动快速的进行。
Despite the disaster, there's a gospel spreading rapidly across the world.
在欧美国家，这些每平均每个礼拜有不少间的教会关门。
So in America and Europe, many churches are closing down every day.
可是在第三世界，在非洲，在南美洲，每天都有很多教会被建立起来。
But in third world, in Africa and South America, many churches are being built every day.
甚至在穆斯林当中，有很多的地下教会被建立起来。
Even underground churches being built in Muslim area.
这是大传播。
So this is a great proclamation.
所以神叫我们要宝贵我们的时机，我们来专注主的大使命跟他的大诫命。
So that's why we need to cherish the opportunity, focus on Great Commission and Command.
我们要留意主的提醒，要警醒爱主。
Be alert and love God.
最后，我们要举目向天，完成主的大使命。
Moving forward to finish the Great Commission.
第二个故事，我们因为时间关系，我们就不读了，大家都很熟。
So we know the story about the alabaster anointing.
这个女人是伯大尼的玛利亚。
So it's Mary from Bethany.
她跟耶稣有很好的这个曾经多次的在耶稣的脚前，在那里听他的讲道，也在那里向耶稣敬拜。
So many times he worshipped Jesus and heard his preaching at his footsteps.
所以他懂得耶稣的心。
So she knew Jesus' heart.
那些门徒们都不明白耶稣讲他要去钉十字架这件事情。
Because even the disciples didn't understand why Jesus has to be crucified.
还在那里吵来吵去谁比较大。
Even argue who will be the greatest.
只有这个玛利亚，她就带着这珍贵的真拿达香膏打破玉瓶浇在耶稣的头上。
So only Mary brought the alabaster of nard to anoint Jesus.
犹大跟那些的门徒就很不高兴。
But Judah and other disciples were not happy.
他说这个香膏可以卖三十多两银子。
So the alabaster of nard can be sold for 30 denarii.
为什么这么浪费呢？
So wasteful.
为什么投资在耶稣的身上呢？
Why invest us on anointing Jesus' body?
其实他们真的是关心穷人吗？
But do they really care? Did they really care about the poor?
没有啊，他后来把耶稣卖了三十两银子。
So actually, Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
他也没有拿去周济穷人呢。
He didn't spend it on the poor.
所以这个我们的心都隐藏在背后许多可怕的动机的后面。
So there's very deep despicable motivation in our heart.
但是耶稣却嘉奖她这个女人。
But however, Jesus praised this lady.
他说她在我身上所做的是一件美事。
Because he achieved a beautiful thing.
穷人到处都有需要，每天都可以找到穷人的。
The poor, you will always be with you.
随时都可以行善的。
And you can help them anytime you want.
但是耶稣要上十字架之前，这个机会却只有玛利亚找到了。
But you will not always have me. Only Mary took the opportunity.
后来另外一位玛利亚，莫大拉的玛利亚，当耶稣过世的时候，带了很多的香膏要去膏耶稣，有没有膏到？
But the other Mary of Magdalene tried to anoint Jesus after he was crucified. Did she do it?
没有，没膏到。
No,
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus was resurrected.
唯一膏到的就是玛利亚。
So only the other Mary anointed Jesus.
她明白主的心，没有人明白耶稣的心。
She knew Jesus' heart that nobody knew.
父神要暂时的弃绝她。
And the Father will abandon Jesus.
她必须为人类的罪受尽苦难，钉在十字架上。
forsake Jesus and crucified,
有谁能够知道他的心呢？
So who will know?
玛利亚知道。
Only Mary.
她把她一生最珍贵的香膏都献给主。
She gave the most precious to Jesus.
用她最荣耀的部分，女孩子最荣耀的部分就是头发，来擦耶稣的脚，是最不荣耀的地方。
Use the most precious part, her hair, to anoint Jesus.
因为她明白主的心。
Because she knew Jesus' heart.
在那个脚被钉痕钉的地方，在预先就已经抹上了膏油。
So she anointed the foot that will be nailed.
所以要宝贵我们的时机。
So we need to cherish our timing.
专注你的主和他的笑容，就是他的喜欢的。
Focus on God and His praise and His smile.
什么是主所喜欢的呢？
What you please God?
主说你所做的是件美事，以后你们传福音都要述说这件事情，以为纪念。
Because He talked about the beautiful things whenever gospel is preached, we will remember this.
我们传福音的时候有没有讲到？玛利亚这个打破玉瓶的事情。
You will mention Mary and the alabaster of nard when we spread the gospel.
好像不常提到。
Really?
为什么呢
？Why so?
耶稣不是叫我们要提到吗
？Jesus asked us to mention it.
其实这就是福音的完整的两面。
So this is the two sides of a complete gospel.
福音不只是神爱你，他舍弃了一切为着你。
Not just God forsake everything to love us.
福音的第二面是我们也舍弃了我们一切，愿意来爱耶稣。
The other side was we willing to give everything for Jesus.
如果福音只有前面那一面，那就不完全。
So only one side is incomplete.
福音是两面的，是神爱我们，而且我们也愿意来爱这位爱我们的神。
So God loves us, and we need to reciprocate to love Him back.
这样的福音才不是廉价的福音。
So the gospel is not cheap.
是昂贵用生命的代价所换来的福音。
So it's so dear that Jesus cost His life.
我们虽然不能赚得我们的福音，但是我们可以为着神给我们的福音奉献我们的自己。
We don't need to earn the grace, but we need to give ourselves to the grace.
有一个小女孩在西雅图叫做 Doris.
There's a little girl, Dorothy, in Seattle.
他们那个时候家里很穷。
Her family were poor.
所以没有什么这个经济的基础，那也没有什么好的玩具。
There is very little toy.
结果他的 uncle 稍微比较有点钱，送他一个，送这个小女孩一个很漂亮的洋娃娃。
So his uncle gave her a wonderful doll.
而这个洋娃是新的
，a brand new one.
他就很高兴，天天非常宝贵，天天跟这个的洋娃娃玩。
So she treasured the doll and play with it every day.
不久，家里附近搬来了一家人来。拜访他们。
There's a visitor from the neighborhood.
这家也有一个小女孩，而且这家比他们家更穷。
And then there's a girl actually from a family even poorer.
这个小女孩看到她这个 Doris 的洋娃娃，好羡慕啊。
So this little girl so envious of the doll that Dorothy had.
然后她就跟她妈妈说：“我也想要那个洋娃娃。”
And she asked her mom, "I want it too."
甚至她都哭了。
And crying.
后来这家人离开了以后 ，Doris 的妈妈就来跟 Doris 讲。
So after the visitor left, Dorothy's mom asked her.
他们家里一向都是教导他们要把最好的分给别人。
Always about sharing.
所以他妈妈来跟他讲说。这个隔壁的小女孩，他们家比我们更穷，
The little girl from neighborhood, they are even poorer.
你要不要把你的那个洋娃娃就送给她？
Why don't you give your doll to the little girl?
而且你还有哥哥姐姐兄弟可以玩，她只有单独一个人。
And she's the only child, and you have your brother's sister to play with.
而且你还有一个旧的洋娃娃还可以玩呢。
And you also have an old doll you can play with.
Doris 二话不说说，我把旧的给她。
So immediately, Dorothy, I'll give her the old one.
她妈妈说，圣经告诉我们要把最好的给。
But her mom said, the Bible said, give the best.
不是把那个你不要的给人。
Not left over.
Doris 想了一个晚上，虽然很不舍得，她后来把那个洋娃娃就送给了。
But Dorothy meditated for a night, then gave the brand new doll away.
Doris 后来也成为把她生命献给主的宣教士。
And Dorothy became a missionary, devoted her life to Jesus.
她十二岁的时候，她说我要去中国。
12 years old, she made up her mind to go to China.
大家都笑她说 你不要开玩笑吧。
So are you joking?
但她爸爸妈妈提醒她 你向这个、神所许的愿你就要偿还。
Her parents said you need to keep your promise to the Lord.
她21岁的时候就告别了父母来到了中国。
So when she turned 21, she came to China.
她妈妈哭到不能去码头送他，那个时候不是像现在这么方便的。
So it was the old time, it's inconvenient. Her mom couldn't even go to the dock.
可能永远就看不到了。
And probably her mom will never see
her again. 她才21岁。
And Dorothy was only 21.
她爸爸到码头送她，一边哭一边说，你如果不要，你可以赶快跳下船来。
So her dad sent her away at the dock and said, if you change your mind, just come on down.
但她决定了一生要奉献给主。
And she decided to devote her whole life to the Lord.
她到了中国，后来连她父母的丧礼她都没有办法参加。
So she was in China, couldn't even attend the funeral of her parents.
她后来又辗转到了台湾。
And he came to Taiwan.
一生都在台湾侍奉主。
Devoted her whole life in Taiwan to serve the Lord.
她就是彭蒙慧。
So he's Dorothy 彭孟慧。
空中英语教室还有天韵合唱团他们的这个主持人哈。
So he's the founder of Melody, Heavenly Melody and English ABC from TV.
我们常常的奉献是不痛不痒的奉献。
So we sometimes just serve when it doesn't cost us.
但是他这些人的奉献是会痛的奉献。
But look at those people, when they serve, they sacrifice.
是真的有所舍的。
So they gave real thing.
玛利亚把她的香膏，把她的一切献给了主。
So Mary gave everything she had in the alabaster of nard to Jesus.
Doris 也把她的一生献给了主。
So Dorothy devoted her life to the Lord.
因为他们有永恒的眼光。
Because they have eternal perspective.
他们知道这个是可以存到永恒的。
Because what they did will last forever.
他们奉献一切就得以与主同心。
So offer all, give it all to be the same mind with God.
而且在那个重要的时刻来完成主的工作。
Timing is of essence to finish work for God.
最后这一个比喻是讲到这个时间的重要。
Also, another thing is the importance of the timing.
就是那些最后进去的跟前面所服侍的这些工人所得的工价是一样的。
So the laborer who came first or came last, they were paid the same.
我们每次读这个比喻的时候觉得好怪。
So when we read about this, we feel it's kind of odd.
我以前常常同情那个后面人的那些人。
I always empathize with the laborer that came first.
同情那个前面早一点进来的那些人。
They start working early.
他们讲的也蛮有道理的啊。
What they said makes sense.
但是主耶稣却说，我给你的已经给了，就是这么多。
But Jesus said, I already promised what I have promised.
因为我做好人，你就眼红吗？
So are you envious because I am generous?
当我再一次更多的来思想这件事情的时候，
The more I think about it,
我慢慢明白了这个比喻的故事。
Then I realized this parable.
仆人的眼光只看我拿多少钱。
Because the laborer just pay attention to what they're getting.
主人的眼光是还有多少时间庄稼就要毁灭了，就要丧失了。
But the master's perspective is the harvest.
他每一个钟头都到外面去雇人。
Because he spent every hour to hire more people to harvest.
意思是他等于每一个钟头都在涨他的工价。
So that in some way is increasing his wages.
是不是？等于是说每个钟头都是一样一块钱的话，那每个钟头都在涨他的工价。
So that's every hour he increases wages.
因为最后进来只要做一点点，仍然是得到这么多的工价。
Because the last came still get the same wages.
因为他觉得那一点点时刻是最宝贵的时刻了。
Because every moment is precious.
他宁愿提高他的工价，好让这些庄稼有人可以收割。
So he didn't decrease the wages so that people will still come
to harvest. 可惜这些的仆人只注意我拿了多少钱，他根本就不在乎这些庄稼都可能都会时间过去就烂掉了，就毁掉了。
The laborer cared only about the wages, not about the harvest.
时间的长短真的有不同的价值吗？
Different value in time.
或者是同等之物可以有不同的价值吗？
So there's a different value with the same weight.
啊，我们来看一下钻石啊。
Let's look at diamonds.
钻石我们用什么来计算？
How do we count diamonds?
克拉。
Carat.
克拉，克拉这个，一克拉是几克？
So how do you measure a carat?
克拉是0.2克。
The one carat is 0.2 gram.
中文说叫锱铢必较啊，这个锱铢其实还太大的度量，这古代的度量啊还是太大了。
So the measurement is minute for diamonds.
差不多一克拉就要这个零通常我们讲差不多0.2克拉或0.3克拉，0.2克拉大概2000块钱啊，0.3克拉大概5000块钱。
So 0.2 carat costs about 2,000 and 0.3 carat costs about 5,000.
一克拉大概要$10,000.
So the good 1 carat diamond costs 10,000.
你说哎呀没有关系啊，差一点点啊，差几克拉没有关系，会不会？
Will you say it, the weight doesn't matter?
不行的啊，差一点点就差很多啊。
So every little counts.
同样的，时间也有那个差一点点就差很多的。
Time is of essence too.
今天我们在这里浪费十天、二十天，甚至一两年都没有关系。
So we wasted 10, 20 days, even 2 years.
可是如果那个要救难的时候，几秒钟就可以救一个人。
But during disaster, when you need to save somebody,
差了几分钟，那个人就断气了。
Seconds, minutes matter.
所以你看那个救难人员啊，抢着时间啊，半夜在那里哇哇哇，盼望能够在这个黄金时刻抢救到人的性命。
So for disaster relief, the rescue team, the time is of essence to them.
当然，世界的末了，这个时间越来越宝贵。
So during end time, time getting more precious.
不止这样，其实每一天也有一些特别的时刻。是关键时刻，是黄金时刻，对你来说是特别的宝贵。
So every day there are some critical moments to every one of us.
路德他的黄金时刻就是跟随他婆婆拿厄米的那一个黄金时刻。
So the Luke is following the mother-in-law, Ruth.
那次拿厄米叫他走的时候，他说：“你的国就是我的国。”你的神就是我的神，你死在哪里，我也死在哪里。
When Naomi asked Ruth to leave her, Ruth said, "Your God is my God, your home is my home. So where you go, I'll go. I'll die with you."
所以他抓住了这个黄金时刻。
the Ruth took the precious moment.
所以她成为大卫的曾祖母。
So she became grand-grandmother of David.
很多人都抓住了这个重要的时刻。
So many people took the opportunity.
你的人生也有很多这种黄金时刻。
So there are so many precious moments in your life.
路德的婆婆拉合也抓住了这个黄金时刻。
So Ruth's mother also took the precious moment.
她接待了以色列人，以至于她
whole family
得救。
So she entertained Israelites, so the whole family were saved.
她成为大卫的曾曾祖母。
So she became David's grand-grand-grandmother.
而且耶稣基督的家谱也从他们两位而出来。
So you can see the family tree.
感谢神，你我都有这个黄金的时刻。
So we all have this precious moment too.
你愿意抓住这个黄金的时刻吗？
Are you willing to cherish your time?
你知道现在这个黄金时刻是历代的圣徒都会嫉妒的，都会眼红的吗？
So many saints envious of our time.
他们都盼望能够有这个时刻，但他们已经过去了。
But they're already gone.
耶稣这个比喻就是要告诉我们，要珍惜现在每一刻你的黄金时刻。
So now is ever. Time is of essence.
众圣徒都会眼红的盼望你要珍惜它，不要浪费它。
So all Christians should be envious of the work for God.
你能够跟神同工，
work with God，
来抢收这些的庄稼。
Time of essence for harvest.
愿神来祝福大家。
May God bless you.
让我们有这样的永恒的眼光，
so that we can all have eternal perspective.
不要埋怨这个时刻。
Don't complain about the timing is not right.
要珍惜这个时刻。
Cherish the time, opportunity.
这个时刻可能是很多人所嫉妒、眼红、所要得不着的。
Many are envious of this opportunity.
盼望我们珍惜它。
May we be available for this wonderful time. 完成
主的工作。
To finish the work with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
求主开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
让我们看见你的宝贵。
So that we can see what's important and precious.
让我们愿意拣选你成为我们人生的至宝。
To be the most precious thing in our life.
善用我们每一分每一秒的时间。
Make good use of every minute and seconds in our life.
讨你的欢喜。
Be pleasing to you,
做成你的工,
and finish your work.
奉耶稣基督圣名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.